This goes to Madison McKenzie, MACKENZIE, PAC. Fax 989-953-5329. Regarding Wade, WAYDE, middle initial O, Holbeck, HOL, B like a boy, IC. Date of birth 11/25/1959. Dear Miss McKenzie, this is a consultation for Mr. Holbeck, who was sent for evaluation of gross proteinuria and uncontrolled hypertension. He is a 65-year-old male patient who's had a many-year history of uncontrolled high blood pressure requiring maximum doses of multiple medications to control. Recently, he had been on lisinopril, max dose 40 milligram daily, amlodipine 10 milligram daily, metoprolol extended release 100 milligram twice a day. And before that, he also was on hydralazine 100 milligram three times a day. Blood pressure was getting slightly low with the hydralazine, so that had been discontinued. And prior to 2019, he was on hydrochlorothiazide for blood pressure control, and he's not really sure why that was stopped at that time. He believes that blood pressure medicines work for quite a while, and then they just stop working in his case. So he's interested in getting that blood pressure under control as well as possible. He does have a long-standing history of type 2 diabetes for at least 20 years, always diet and controlled with metformin, the primary medication he's used for diabetes. And he believes the highest hemoglobin A1C he's ever had was 6.0. Currently, no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no known history of heart disease other than high blood pressure, no palpitations, no arrhythmias, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no incontinence, no history of UTIs or kidney stones, no peripheral edema. He has had severe lumbar spine issues, and he developed severe numbness in both legs as well as bilateral foot drop several years ago and required extensive lumbar fusion and discectomy. And it took several years to actually relearn to walk and for the foot drop to correct itself. And because of the severe nerve damage, he had all of his right toes amputated as well as the left second toe needed to be amputated. And he did have circulation checked in 2016, bilateral lower extremities angiograph, and that was negative for circulation problems at that time. And he's had no further color changes in the lower extremities, but he continues to have some numbness in the feet and lower legs. Past medical history is significant for hypertension for many years. Type 2 diabetes, more than 20 years, diet control as well as metformin use. Hyperlipidemia, suspected diabetic neuropathy, also lumbar neuropathy, chronic back pain, and history of bilateral foot drop. Past surgical history, he's had a vasectomy, a lumbar fusion with laminectomy and discectomy. Right toes all were amputated, and then left second toe was amputated after the lumbar fusion. He's had a hernia repair in the right inguinal area, and then he had angiogram of the lower extremities in 2016, which was negative for blockages. Social history, he's an ex-smoker who quit smoking in 2004. He occasionally consumes alcohol. He is a widower, lives with one of his children. He's been disabled since his back surgery, and he is a previous railroad worker. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, and his mother had uncontrolled hypertension her whole life, also hyperlipidemia. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, in addition to max dose lisinopril, 40 milligram daily, max dose amlodipine, 10 milligram daily, maximum dose metoprolol, extended release, 100 milligram twice a day. He's on metformin, 500 milligram twice a day for the last 20 years, and Lipitor, 20 milligram daily. No nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are used for pain. Physical exam, height 63 inches, weight 248 pounds, pulse 74, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 150/90. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, midline uvula, no lesions. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise and no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally with decreased sensation in feet and halfway up calf to in both calves bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 14th, 2025. His hemoglobin A1C was 5.6. His microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 3,989. Creatinine 1.2 with estimated GFR of 20. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin 4.1. Calcium is 9.0. Hemoglobin 13.2, hematocrit 40, normal white count and normal platelets. Previous hemoglobin levels were done 626 of 23, that's creatinine levels. Previous creatinine levels done 626 of 23, 1.32 with estimated GFR of 61, 620 of 22, creatinine 1.28. GFR 69, so stage 2 chronic kidney disease was slightly higher than one would expect for creatinine levels. Assessment and plan, gross proteinuria does not seem to fit the pattern of diabetic nephropathy, so he's going to be checked for glomerulopathy. GLOMERULOPATHY, and a history of severe hypertension on maximum doses of antihypertensives, not well controlled currently. He is going to have multiple labs, and also will repeat a urinalysis and a protein to creatinine ratio, CBC, a renal panel, rheumatoid factor, ANA levels, hepatitis and screen, and HIV, complement testing, cryoglobulins, antiphospholipase A2 receptor antibodies also to rule out glomerulopathic causes of gross proteinuria. We also have scheduled him for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder in Mount Pleasant. We are adding hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram once daily. He's going to start that tomorrow. If he may require a kidney biopsy after these labs are back, if they are non-diagnostic especially. And blood pressure needs to be 140 over 90, or it needs to be less than 140 over 90. So currently, it's too high to be able to do a renal biopsy if necessary. And after labs and the possible renal biopsy are done, he may require a renal artery Doppler study to rule out renal artery stenosis due to the uncontrolled hypertension for many years. So that's another plan for future after The rest of the labs and possible renal biopsy are completed. He's going to be checking blood pressure at home, knowing the goal is 130 to 140 over 80. And hopefully 130 over 80 would be ideal. And he's going to continue to follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP. Oh, and the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. Put that before my name. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.